Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yeah, this is Derek Braswell. I'm calling because my Facebook ad keeps getting flagged.
Your Facebook ad keeps getting flagged? Okay.
Yeah, I keep getting messages on Messenger from saying, I got this morning, I got one yesterday saying my.
Oh, okay. On Messenger, they're telling you that it's not valid or that it doesn't comply with policy, things like that?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I see. Okay, okay. They, be very careful with those emails. Please don't click on any of those emails. Those are, I'm sorry, any of those messages. You know, sometimes they add a link to their message. Have you clicked on those?
Clicked on one of them. It just said verify. It's telling me I need to verify my account. And verify
now. Any information?
No, I didn't even go finish the process.
Okay. No. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. The thing is that it's usually that's a tactic that they use for fish. You know, when they try to steal accounts, those are spam. Right or false. We, you know, work with only images that are, you know, that don't have any copyright restrictions. Just the fact of the matter is that, you know, unfortunately online there's a lot of people that try to take advantage of someone, right? So you can rest assured the ad is active properly. It's just the fact that, you know, since it is public, you might be getting those spam messages. I'm gonna send you an example of what they look like. So you can see what I'm referring to, okay? I'm pretty sure it's the same ones you're talking about. Let me see. Okay. I do notice we still have the video verification pending, Derek. Have you tried to submit it?
No, I've been around with that, and we had it settled.
Okay, so you already tried it. When was the last time you submitted that video there?
I didn't submit a video because they had, the last person I talked to, that we went through it, and I already had a Google account. It was verified already, and supposedly we were good because you already had it.
But did you add us to that account or no?
Yeah, I added them.
You added us? Okay, give me a second.
And also, I have another issue with the Local Splash app.
With the Local Splash app? What's happening there?
Well, no calls will go through. Every time a call goes through that app, I can't answer it. There's no way to answer it. They don't give you an answer button. And the other day, I get some call through there with a odd non-local area code, and my phone would not stop ringing for hours. I had to go through Gemini to shut my phone down because I couldn't manually shut my phone down.
Okay, well, when you say it was ringing for hours, was it the app or was it ringing through your phone number?
It was ringing from the app.
Oh, okay. And you had to shut it off?
I had to shut the phone off completely.
Okay, so right now, for example, if I call the call tracking number, you're not able to answer?
No, I can't answer them.
Okay. Let's see. I'm sorry?
I had to block that one number. I was looking on the app to see if it was showing up, but it's not now. I blocked it at one time, and I answered one time, and it ain't.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that there. You know, at this point, I'm going to talk with our tech team. Just escalate the fact that you're having issues with the app. Have you tried closing the app and putting it and uninstalling and reinstalling the app? Have you tried that?
I haven't done that.
Are you familiar with how to uninstall the app? Or would you like me to walk you through it?
No, I'm not really. Just put my phone. Why can't I use my phone number? Why do I have to go through the phone number? I really don't like that at all.
Really? You'd rather have your own number posted?
I'd much rather be just answer a phone call.
I see. Because we can request it, right? I mean, main reason we provide that call tracking number is to help you avoid spam and telemarketers. And I understand you still get some, but this actually helps you mitigate a lot of them as well. Of course, you know, if we post your own number, the calls will go directly to you, so there wouldn't be any type of filter on our end. But we could do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't see where it's helping me any. I'm still getting the spam. I can't answer none of the calls going through there, so I'm losing possible jobs. Just don't see where it's helping me at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we can go ahead and show your own number instead. Like we said, put that everywhere. It's just like we said, the fact that it wouldn't be. We wouldn't be able to record those phone calls, right? You wouldn't be able to listen to them again from the app. That's the only holdup, let's say, that you wouldn't be getting. But if that's okay with you, we can definitely move forward with that.
I see no need to record my phone calls anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mostly for you to keep track of what's coming in and how much money you're making with the campaign. So that's usually why we offer. But like we said, one, we can go ahead and request that your number is shown. And that's going to be on all different platforms. Just like we said, be careful, you know, for any telemarketers, any spam. You know, there's a lot of misleading information out there as well. Okay. Did you get the email I sent you in regards to the Facebook ad? I'm sorry, Derek, you broke up a little bit. I didn't catch that. Terribly sorry. I might be having a connection issue on my end. You broke up again. Do you mind repeating that one last time, please?
I got it. I'm looking at the email now.
You're looking at the examples?
I mean, that's not exactly what I got. It didn't have an actual website. It just had a verify now button on it.
Okay. Yeah, it's don't click on that on that link. Okay, because like we said, it's all used mostly for phishing. We work with Facebook and we comply with also the elder terms. So, but like you said, there's people that are online that, you know, do this for a living. So we need to be careful for it.
Well, I appreciate it, man. That's really the only issues I had.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I just want to help you out with in regards to the account. You said you have one of the main benefits of having the account here with Local Splash is the help that you get on the Google profile, right? That we want to make sure that you climb up the ladder as best as we can. So I see, for example, there's the business online. You have one that's DNM Cabinet Works LLC, but I see that that one is still asking for verification. Usually when you submit changes, right, and Google sometimes asks the verification to be completed in order to approve those changes. So we can go ahead and set up a live video call. So instead of you submitting anything, we can just talk to Google, have them get us one of their representatives through a video call, and we can, you know, we can join them and make sure that the verification goes through successfully with a live video rep instead. But currently it is asking for that verification. You are published, but it is asking for the verification in order for the adjustments to go through. And those adjustments help us climb up the ladder. So we definitely want them to go through. Would you like me to request a live video call instead, or would you like to try to submit it again?
I'll try to submit it again. I'm at work right now. I don't have time to do all that right now.
Yeah, no, I understand, Derek. I mean, when you have some time, if you can just send us a little text, you know, if you tried it, just send us a little text just so we can make sure that we can check the status of the account. And, you know, we just want to make sure it's in tip-top condition, okay?
I will do.
All right. I appreciate the patience. Do you have any questions?
That'd be it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the time. You have yourself a good day, okay? Take care.